Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1702, SJY LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundreds.
Excuse me, ladies, ma'am, if you all are going to insist on having a conversation while we are having a public hearing, I'm going to insist that you do it in the lobby. All right, so go ahead.
Let me start over. This is an application of SJY LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.93 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 16 and 720 feet west of Route 595A, also known as Spruce Road. Gentlemen, for the record, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. It is a site plan that is already completed since this site was previously permitted as a conditional use. I think Shane and I did today, figured it out three times. It had a conditional use for a gift shop in the residential dwelling. It had a conditional use for the barn to be used for a butcher shop, and then they incorporated slaughtering into the process and came back for additional conditional use. On November 30th of 2010, DelDOT provided a letter addressing the site and the need for a traffic impact study. The application is for the rezoning of 5.93 acres with an unspecified retail commercial use. On April 30, 2010, the department had recommended a traffic impact study because the intended use was a grocery store and restaurant. For that reason, the department assumed development of the site as a shopping center and the trip generation that would be created. On November 3rd, of 2010, DelDOT representatives met with representatives of the applicant and learned that the applicant proposes to sell the property for an unspecified commercial use that may or not resemble a shopping center, that while DelDOT would still expect a commercial use to meet all warrants for a traffic impact study, absent a specific site plan, the department cannot accurately determine what the traffic impact the use would be. And thereby, accordingly, the department now finds it acceptable to postpone the traffic study until a project-specific site plan is available. And if the county concurs, the department would be amenable to the county acting on this application without the results of a traffic impact study, with the understanding that any future site plan will still require a letter of no objection and an entrance permit. On March 9th of 2011, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum, and it referencing that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have unless you have questions. Oh, can I back up a second? The reference to DelDOT, if this use were approved, it would have to bring us a site plan. It'd have to show if all agency approved.
Okay.
So you would still see it.
All right.
And typically, if they were just doing a fit up, that's what they call it in a building code. I don't know where the fit up comes from, but they're required to go to the Fire Marshal, DelDOT, Conservation District, and Building Code anyway. So we would still, the agency that we primarily depend upon would still have a shot at it before they would get a building permit. Just to clarify the DelDOT letter.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Lamar Yoder. Sam Yoder is my uncle. He's not able to be here tonight. He brought his wife home from a rehabilitation center, so I'm here to represent him. The purpose of this application for rezoning is for Sam to be able to sell this building. it's a casualty of the downturn in the economy. Sam Yoder built roof and floor trusses. He's now sold the business of Sam Yoder and Son, and he is needing to sell some of his properties. We had it up for auction in August, and the high bidder is very concerned about it being zoned as conditional use and wanted to know if we could go through the process of getting it zoned to B1. Its usage, intended usage, I think will be very similar to what the usage was before. The entrance was adequate for that. The turn lanes are in already. We don't foresee that as being an issue. But as Mr. Lang said, there will have to be an application made to DelDOT once the intended use is known. At this point, we're just trying to get it to the position that Sam could sell this building.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. If you would stand by there, we'll see if anyone has any. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
The current entrance is approved for a butcher shop. Is that
excuse me? The current entrance was approved based on DelDOT's approval for the projects that we've held, butcher shop, in the slaughtering,
but not necessarily a B1 use.
Anytime you change use, you have to go back to DelDOT to get another approval.
Okay.
DelDOT standards.
Is that a condition of sale? Do you have to just? It was auctioned. Was it auctioned as a B1 site, or was it auctioned as an AR1 site?
It was auctioned as an AR1 conditional use. We had actually thought that our legal counsel had started this process back in April of 2010, and when we got to the, we realized that as we got close to the auction date, which had already been set, that nothing had been done on that. So we went ahead with the auction and basically sold the building as is. But for whatever reason, that the sale never took place.
Okay. Do you know what the intended use of the purchaser is?
That was some of the issue. He didn't really know for sure 100% of what he wanted to do with it. But the idea was thrown around that it would be a deli and small groceries, to about what it was used for before.
Okay. So I have no further questions. I'm familiar with the site. I know the.
Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson.
So, Mr. Yoder, I understand that the property, although it went to auction, it like you said, it was never, it didn't go to completion or settlement.
That's
so
correct.
It's still owned by Mr. Yoder, by your uncle.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And the idea is you'd like to have it zoned appropriately, and that perhaps that might aid in the sale of the property later.
Yeah, we have been told that by several different people. Number one, that the high bidder told us that if it was rezoned, that he is still interested. We talked to two other businessmen who said that if that process has been completed, that they will also be interested in purchasing the property. Whether that happens or not, none of us know. That was last year, the end of last year, when they were, I told me that.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I was by the property yesterday, I noticed there was a Remax Realty for sale sign.
Yes,
and I could not determine, was that for this site or was that for neighboring lands?
It was for this site.
Is for yes. This site.
I'm not exactly sure where his sign is at. I think it's on the one end.
On the east side, I saw a Remax sign with a stated price, and I believe the agent insert was a John Walls.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's correct.
And as I say, I didn't know if that was the farm field or whether it was this.
That's for this property, and the house also is included with that.
Okay. All right.
That's all for me. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Wells?
Yes. Do you know, are there other B1 zoned properties in the vicinity of the site?
It's a pretty rural area, so I would anticipate. I don't know what classification Royal Farms would fall under. That would be the nearest the nearest property that I would think would have this kind of zoning.
Okay, it might be worth your while to check that before you testify before council. We're only going to make a recommendation, and you'll have another public hearing before council, but it would be good for you to check that out.
To know if there's another property zone B1?
Yeah, what the properties are in the vicinity.
Rural Farm is a, correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, conditional use?
Yes. Then you got the C1 where the Exxon is?
Right. It was B1 and C1 across Route 113.
B1.
Several places.
Southeast corner.
The corner, White's Well Drilling, or C1, and the little antique shop north of that, I think, is B1.
Then the southeast corner of 113 and 16 is B1.
Yeah. The old gas station has been made to a parking lot, and then the office building used to be Southern Grill.
Yes.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ross, how big an area are you talking about? Is that substantial what they told you, or you want me to include a bigger area than that?
No, it's just, for the record, you're just trying to establish that there's other similar uses in the area, and that gives a basis to support or deny, you know.
It's a pretty remote area, so I didn't take that into consideration.
Yeah, they're doing a good job for you, so. Yeah.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
None for me, thanks.
Archer, you take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1702 SJY LLC?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Dave Wilson, 17968 Half Langer Road, Lincoln, Delaware. And I was the auction company that tried to sell the property for Mr. Yoder and was unsuccessful. But having met with them in the area with DelDOT, we went to the meeting that Mr. Lank referred to back in November, November 3rd, I believe it was. We'd offered this property back September the 12th at public auction, and at that time we basically sold it as is and where is, but there were some concerns that possibly that with entrances and getting the property actually to go to sale, so the high bidder did not go to settlement. Subject to getting some entrance clarified. So we went to DelDOT and met with them with five or six of their representatives, and they basically didn't want to agree to an entrance until within the use of the property. And our discussion with them was that it would come back before county council or in planning and zoning before anything could be done if the square footage of the building. Their concern with that acreage was that possibly someone could build a larger shopping center. And I said, well, if that would be the case, it would still be subject to the county's final decision. But our comments was that this property was approved by DelDOT in 2002, and entrances and turning lanes was all adequate at that time. And they referred that day to a traffic study. And our comment to them was that you just did a traffic study at 113 and 16 at Royal Farms, and there's only one county road that turns off from that. So your traffic is basically east-west traffic. So whatever your traffic count is on 16 at Sam Yoder's SBY Limited is basically the same traffic that you're going to see at 113 and 16. So that was our argument with DelDOT. And they basically, that's the reason they decided to let us go ahead and offer it. But my main argument is here that I don't have a dog in the fight. It's listed with a realtor now. I'm just trying to help Mr. Yoder get this property sold as he needs to move on. But I ask that you give it serious consideration, because I think it's in keeping the acreage of it, and 5.7 or 5.9 acres. I think it's appropriate use, as Mr. Lank's already referred. There's B1 and C1, a mile and a half east of that. So I appreciate your consideration in this application. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1702? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.